I've got to confess that I have a problem. I have a problem with TV. Because there's something on TV called reality TV. Now, I kind of thought news programs were reality TV. Usually a little more reality than I want to deal with, but reality TV. And I kind of thought all of these news magazine shows might be called reality TV because they're always investigating things and dealing with things that are happening out in our world. And then if you've got cable or satellite, you've got the Discovery Channel and the History Channel and all of these other channels that, you know, I think, well, that's reality TV because it's talking about real stuff out in the world. But now we've got this new thing. I guess it started with Survivors. And the latest one, one of them was this show with Donald Trump. What's that called? The Apprentice, okay. And then they've got these shows where a girl lines up all of these guys she chooses from, and they're feeling real good about themselves because they hadn't been eliminated, and then they bring in all of these really good-looking, muscular guys, and they have to start competing all over again, and then they got a guy that's looking at girls, and, you know, they do. And, you know, I don't understand. I don't understand the attraction. I certainly don't understand calling it reality TV because I don't know about you, but my life doesn't look like any of those things. I don't know whose reality we're talking about. And I wonder what the big attraction is. I don't know about you, but when I sit down and watch TV, I want something that's kind of fantasy, takes me away from reality. I don't want something that gives me more reality. I mean, I got all the reality I can handle in my daily life. I want something that takes me above that or makes it better. And I hadn't quite figured out what these shows do that make it that much better, what the attraction is. I mean, it seems like to me it's about, as I'm channel surfing, trying to find something that takes me away, which is getting harder and harder to do every time you sit down. You know, I like go back to Turner and look at some old black and whites. That's better. But it looks like all this intrigue and all this maneuvering and this lying and using people and finding out these horrible details about people's lives. And, you know, quite frankly, it makes me wonder about our health as a nation when that is entertainment. Where people have got to, I got to rush home and see what the next episode of whatever is. I mean, you know, $1 million isn't that much money anymore. I know that sounds like a lot of money, but, you know, in our world, $1 million for a lot of people is a drop in the bucket. So I don't think it's about the money in these shows. And it certainly, well, it is for the producers, because we'll look at it, they'll keep producing it and create more and more. What is it in our lives as a people that makes that so attractive? Choir just sang a song. Jesus is my all in all. And that's what he's saying to the seven churches in Asia. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I'm the A to Z. When you look at me, you've got it all. And yet we're still looking out there in the world. We've got to look in on people's intimate lives. Find out the dirt on people. You know, what a liar and a cheat they are. How they go to this person and say, we're going to be in a coalition, we're going to work on something together, and then they go over to somebody else and say, oh, we're really not together. I'm with you. And we're going to win this together, and I'm going to take care of you, and then stab them in the back. You know, it seems to me our world needs something big enough that you can put everything in life you want right there. And Jesus said, I'm it. Notice the words that were used in the beginning of that passage Marty read and at the end. The one who was and is and the one who will be. You know, that's pretty much the definition of the name Yahweh. When Moses said, when I go tell the people who God is, what's your name? And so the Hebrew word Yahweh, and if you really translate it literally, it is, I am who I am. I was who I was. And I will be who I will be. And here, in the last book of the Bible, starts off in the first chapter, Jesus reminding us, I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the beginning and the end. I'm the A to Z. I am all you will ever need. I am your all in all. If you want me. If you want me. What's going on in our lives when we're searching everywhere to find meaning? When this man Jesus took our sins upon the cross, didn't remain there, went to a grave, conquered death for you and me, and then said, here I am. I am everything you need. You don't have to look any further. We wear ourselves out looking for meaning in life when we turn on a TV, when we open a magazine or a newspaper, when we listen to the advertisements, and yet we don't open the book of life to find He who was and is and evermore shall be. He's all we need. And yet, there is a tremendous hunger in our world and our nature. In our nation, there's a tremendous emptiness that we fill it with novelty about other people to escape, possibly, the lack of meaning in our own lives. Will we find Jesus as our all in all? That's a simple invitation. And He invites us to accept Him. As everything we need from A to Z can be found in Him. If we're looking. If we really want it. Or if we prefer. We can just stumble around in the world and deal with its realities. What do you want? Let us pray. Oh, gracious Father, I guess there's a hungering in all of us for something more in life. And we turn so many places to fill that hunger and that desire and that longing. From the days of Moses, for the day when you revealed yourself to John on the Isle of Patmos, you're saying, I'm it. I'm it. You sing to us the chorus, I am your all in all, longing for us to believe it, that we might live happy and productive lives. Help us, gracious Father, to see in your Son and his sacrifice all that we'll ever need, all that the world needs, all that life longs for, finds its expression in your Son, Christ Jesus. And we too can find meaning and hope there. Thank you for inviting us into your life. In Jesus' name, amen.